The Pensacola Museum of Art has teamed up with Our Voices Are Many to bring the journey along the Underground Railroad to life through Freedom in Color, on display at the museum through April 11th.
The only chain that a man can stand is a chain of hand in hand. Keep your eyes on the prize and hold on.
That's Josephine Mayo singing the Negro spiritual, Keep Your Hands on the Plow, as part of the Our Voices Are Many portion of the Pensacola Museum of Art's exhibition, Freedom in Color, which depicts the journey of slaves in the South to freedom in the North and the West via the Underground Railroad. Here's Jody Gupp, the director of the Pensacola Museum of Art, speaking about it.
It's beautiful. It's vibrant watercolors. And the artist has created this exhibition in four movements. And it takes you through everything from bondage to where they are out of bondage and they are safe.
The four movements are The Unknown World, Living in Bondage, Journey of Escape, and Freedom in Color. The artist uses colors and imagery to emphasize the themes and repeat them like a symphony. Again, Jody Gupp explains how the work begins and evolves.
You will see more blacks and grays, darker images. And then as you move through the four movements, you see these beautiful oranges and golds tied in with purples. And you even get the feeling of light and freedom.
The performance portion of the exhibition also focuses on the Underground Railroad and its most famous conductor, Harriet Tubman. Hazim Abdullah explains that the Underground Railroad wasn't a real railroad, but a series of known stops and safe houses that conductors like Harriet Tubman would guide slaves through until they reached the promised land. Here's Abdullah telling the story.
Not a sound from anyone, a horse born. It was Harriet Tubman. As soon as the slave catchers were gone, the group of runaway slaves made their way through the dark woods and escaped to the north. Black Moses had struck again.
Who's that man all dressed in red? God's gonna trouble the water. Must be the man that Moses led. God's gonna trouble.
The paintings and performances bring the scenes to life in a way a lecturer or school assignment on the Underground Railroad probably doesn't. That's why Mamie Webb Hixon founded Our Voices Are Many, which combines dance, storytelling, and music to depict and share the history of African Americans.
We'll have color in freedom through freedom in words, freedom in song, freedom in dance. As you walk through these rooms filled with all these paintings, you have to connect in some way with your ancestors, whether you're black or white, because we're all part of that ancestry.
The Freedom in Color exhibit will be on display at the Pensacola Museum of Art through April 11th, while Our Voices Are Many will perform Freedom in Word, Freedom in Song, and Freedom in Dance to accompany the exhibition on Saturday at 2 p.m. and Saturday, March 21st, also at 2 p.m. This is Lindsay Myers for WUWF.